she came and she like laid on the laid outside and she was bawling. She goes, nobody likes me. And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, so-and-so did this today.
End of the school year drama, man.
I go, honey, everybody's tired.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about anybody's feelings but their own right now.
You know what it is? It's, you know what the end of the school year is like? It's like everybody's in a van and everybody's being a little quiet because they're just trying to get home. And then somebody misses the exit and then everybody explodes because they're like, you had one job. Why can't you just get it? Like, follow the directions. And then that person's like,
totally.
Well, why don't you sit up in the front and actually open the map? Or how old am I?
Oh my God.
Open your GPS. Why can't? And then it's just a firestorm of like everybody hating everybody because they've been around each other too much. It's also known as family.
1,000%. And I didn't want to explain this to them because she's 8, so it wouldn't really make sense. But like, by the way, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
Hey, everybody, we're podcasting. Welcome to summer.
Yeah, rate, review, subscribe. But you know, the way that they used to make POWs go nuts was they would like dress them up and give them haircuts and tell them they were going home.
Good God, Jen, way to start this podcast on a real happy freaking foot. It's like when I told you there was cool sweaters in Ireland and you're like, yeah, that's how they know what the fishermen who died in the water, what county he's from.
I know.
I was like, in 1,000 years, I would have never thought of that.
It's just the best example of like, if you see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Don't trust it. Walk the other way. Go to the other light.
No.
This goes against everything I've been taught, Jen.
If you see, if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but like something delays it, it makes it 1,000 times worse.
Yeah.
Like, so just this week has felt like the longest week of my life.
Right.
Just there's like every day is like stacked with stuff to do. Like even 8-year-olds are just chippy as fuck, man.
Yeah, everybody's
they're
like into
they would take it out on somebody and like
yeah, everybody's like short tempered.
Yeah,
like I feel like this has been like a business conference and everybody's like they just missed their flight and they're super pissed at Roger.
Get me home. Yeah,
like nobody wants to spend any time with each other.
We always say this when we're traveling, like for our live show, which actually go to imomsohard.com, look at our fall shows, get your tickets.
We're very excited.
Get your girls. There's lots of fun dates there. But when we're traveling, I always say, I'm like, I can take an Uber. I could probably walk to the airport. But when that plane comes in and I want to get home, it's the longest part of the trip is the drive from the airport to your house.
You want to hear something crazy? One time, I don't even think I told you this, and this was after like a doozy week of traveling, which overall we have not, thank God, knock wood. We've had a couple that have been hard, but most of the time it's like, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles, but you get where you're going and then you get to the airport and then you have that one last drive and it's never ending. But I did not know there are 2 of my addresses in LA.
What?
And I told my Uber driver, I put it in and I just sort of predicted it and it is in East LA. Could not be further away.
Oh,
so
no.
We're driving and I'm like, I didn't even notice it. And it was at least another hour the other direction.
Shit.
I got there and I was like, I do not believe that I live here. And if I do, things have gotten bad.
My husband has done some reno in the wrong direction.
My husband has done things wrong. And so then I had to tell the Uber driver as I was bawling, like, we have to go, this isn't where I live. And I think he was like as uncomfortable as anyone has ever been. I think he quit driving Uber after that.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
I can't deal with, if I get her again, I'm out.
When we didn't like reserve a car to take us that one time, and I'm like fast legging it over to the taxi pickup because I'm like, I'm not waiting for an Uber, which I'd rather take a taxi than an Uber unless you can reserve the Uber from the airport. At least LAX,
there's no easy way to do it. I just feel like there's no easy way to do it. There's no easy way to do anything that you know is hard. Should that be on a t-shirt? Like, there's no easy way to do the end of the school year. There's no easy way to contend with, like, your kids being home for the summer. It's just like, try to have a plan.
I got to finish my taxi story.
Oh, yeah,
Kristen,
sorry.
Because you're not going to believe what this dude said to me.
What'd he say? You're difficult?
Basically, I get in the taxi. And I go, he just starts driving. And I go, do you want to know where I live? He goes, well, where do you live? I go, in Encino. And he goes, I know where Encino is. And I go, oh, you know where my house is in Encino? Because I was so fucking pissed off. And he was like, okay, what's the address? I'm like, how long were you going to drive, man? Were you going to go to like Marina Del Rey? Like, where are you going to go? You don't know where I live.
I know.
Like, I know you're getting away from the airport, but you could get away in the wrong direction. It could add on 40 minutes to our drive, man. It's like rush hour traffic.
I'm telling you, this is when we're all clippy. We're all pissy.
Like, I want to get home and I don't want you to be real fucking unconcerned about it. And then as we get there, he's like, well, my daughter lives over here. I'm like, man, she doesn't live next door to me. So
if she did, I would laugh and that would be amazing.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome. He'd be like, I told you, I've seen you in your backyard.
Right,
like,
but he didn't.
He didn't. He did so not get that right. My dad drove Uber.
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish I would have gotten it.
And then stopped because he ran over a guy's foot and he still thinks it's that guy's fault. And I'm like,
how close to the car are you, honestly?
But I'm like Dad, it's the car that rolls on the foot. It's not the foot that rolls under the car. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, and he's like, well, I think it was that guy's fault. And I'm like, nah, I think you need to choose a different retirement activity.
I can envision a world where who gets that close to a car though?
That is what Dewey says. And you and Dewey are on the same track. And I'm like, Dad, I just, based on how I want to barf every time I'm in your car, I don't think you need to be driving Uber anytime. And with anger, he's like, God damn, son of a bitch, get out of my way. I'm like, you're going to get zero stars.
We got an electric car, and all I could think was, I can't drive Kristen or she's going to barf. Because it's like, as soon as you let up on the gas a little bit, you're like,
I know. Stopped. I got myself car sick driving one in Arizona. I drove a Tesla in Arizona, but then they go so fast. My sister was like, you've got to slow down.
It was really fun. Yeah.
They're fun. They're fun. You have it out there? I didn't see it.
Yep. It's the big red car in the driveway.
Oh my God. How did I drive, walk by it?
I don't know. Guys, it's okay.
Everything's happening.
We are surviving. We're just surviving. Let's talk, briefly about summer. Let's talk about, you guys are going to go on a trip. You want to talk about your trip?
That's very
exciting. Give a little detail, and then we'll get into it after you go. I want to hear all this stuff, but
This is really fun, and you know I'm the Midwest bee that I am, because I'm going to also tell you what I paid for everything.
Yeah.
Because I can't, I don't want anyone to think I'm like willy-nilly spending, right? So we are going to Ireland in the summer. We're going end of July into the beginning of August for 10 days. I paid for all four flights with miles.
Cha-ching, baby!
Miles, baby! We are paying for two nights of hotels with miles.
Nice.
And then we got a deal on an Airbnb, just like a little bit of a deal in Dingle, which my kids keep laughing every time I say Dingle. And I'm like, I get
do
it.
Too. I can't.
It's funny, whatever. But if anybody has ideas or things we should do, let us know. I definitely know we're going to try to go see some falconry, some golfing, cliffs, we're going to be in Dublin for 2 days. I can't wait for pub culture. I feel like
it's all beautiful.
I can't wait.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Ireland, but Scotland, and the thing that you will love it because everything is like of the earth, in that like everything is built into the earth. You can just go to like a pharmacy and there's a stone wall that's like built. It's like everything's ancient.
Yeah.
Everything feels like there's comfort in like knowing stuff's been there for like a million years.
I totally agree. And you're right. That is my favorite thing. And I can also stare at something for like 20 minutes. And then my husband's like, you know, that's just a post office. And I'm like, but have you ever seen such grandeur?
Yeah, I can. That guy's going to be gorgeous. Two beers in, and he's going to be like,
oh, he's going to be among his people. Are you kidding?
Meet the postmaster. He's going to like,
We're going to go to Cork, where he's from, and everybody looks like him, which is a big baby.
He's like, guess where we're going to dinner? We're going to Shane and Shaley's house.
They invited us over, so we're going to go. Seamus O'Malley invited us over. He's a distant cousin with the Sweeney name. Yeah, we're excited.
We're going to do maybe
the Dells again?
No, God. No, I know. You guys, I'm spoiling.
Hey, man, I love that you took your family to the Dells.
Can I tell you?
We have to go back and like revisit the shit we did when we were young, because that was a good time.
Can I tell you, they still talk about one of those water parks, how much they loved it. So,
who are you if you can't love a water park? If you are a kid, by the way, a water park is the most fun thing you'll ever do.
A water park? And mine are impressed by a hose if they're in the right mood.
That's right.
Like, I mean.
That's right. You put on a sprinkler. I don't know how many times I jumped through a sprinkler in the summer and I was like, this is fun. And then I was like, Dewey, I think we can up the ticket price on events. This is, we've been doing this for 3 weeks and I think we're just watering the lawn.
You remember there's the fancy like fan kind of sprinkler.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, my dad's like, go play in the sprinkler. And it was the,
you would
have welts on your thighs and
take off your skin. And then there was always a dare, like sit on it. And you're like, oh
no. Cause you have to like, to adjust the like water pressure, you have to get close to it. So you got to send in one kid, usually an older brother, who's just going to literally take it in the groin to turn that water pressure.
And my dad would go, go ahead and play in the sprinkler, but move it in 30 minutes.
I know.
So then you'd be having a lot of fun, and then he'd make you get that. And he would go, nope, go 20 more feet, 20 more feet. Yeah, put it down there.
Oh, my God. You know what we would do? We'd forget to move it.
Oh,
shit. And then 2 hours later, my mom be, I don't know what she was watching.
Not us.
Not us, for sure. Yeah. In sewing or something like that, she'd come out, and she'd be like, get out of the mud. Like we had destroyed the yard. There'd be just like a, there'd be like 4 inches of water wherever we were. And we hadn't moved that hose one bit and we just killed the grass there.
Yep.
You know what? That was a fun summer.
Are you kidding? That is as fun and a mission into a water park as we were going to get.
We could make mud pies.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want to do, because we might do like a bigger vacation in the fall.
Yeah.
We haven't decided. Like we also, it's like, I don't want to spend a lot of money on vacation right now. If we had points, every time my husband's like, you use all of our points whenever you fly in a month.
That's so smart, though. It is so smart because it's like, don't, what do they say? I'm going to go with your POW fun time example, but like, usually they find dead bodies in the desert with a canteen full of water. Like,
I got credit card points burning a hole in my pocket. I'm going to use them. That's those a points, free man. Trip.
What are you waiting for?
I always do. Like, I feel like if I go, like when I went to Vegas to meet my friends, I can use points.
Yeah, use points.
I'm going to do that.
I had never used any in all of these years.
Oh, my God. So this is perfect.
It's perfect.
Well, I think we're going to do a road trip. And we haven't been to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Which I think would be super fun. So these are my options. Grand Canyon or Lake Tahoe, I love.
Lake Tahoe is beautiful.
I know. And it's sort of, it's the Wisconsin Dells of California for the most part.
I hope no one from Tahoe just heard you say that.
Have you been to Tahoe lately?
I mean, yeah. And I've also been to like, I've been to the place where Tahoe is a bit more affordable. That's where we stay.
So the Truckee. Nevada side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's,
God love you there, by the way. I've never had more fun. I've never drank more margaritas and
honestly, that's why I want to go there. I'm like, your dad will appreciate the snow-capped mountains and the beautiful like glacial lake, and mommy's going to be at a penny slot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down the road.
We've done shows over there. Well, I mean in Reno, but.
Yeah. I love, like Tahoe's just, it's like a 7-hour drive from LA.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's like, it's got fun. Like, I don't know if they'll still have skiing in July, but
you just need to get away. It's just fun to have something to look forward to.
They'll love it. They'll love it. So we're going to do something like that for the summer. And other than that, it's going to be just pure survival because I have not signed them up for camps like I need to.
Oh, no, Jenny. No. You got to get them into camps. I got one that will guarantee that they will get lice and probably learn how to smoke a joint, but it is available. It is a terrible place.
What is
it? It is a last minute city camp that it should not be. I literally took my kids in there and I was like, guys, I think if you come out of this alive, you're going to be better off. Like,
why do they have to shower when they come in and leave? It's not a swimming camp. Well, it's
awful. Colin and I were looking at each other and we were like, this is the best we can do, but we need them to be somewhere. We need them to be somewhere. I can't watch them be on their iPads. Because you know what then the truth is? Then I feel guilty about not like sitting down and doing something. So I become my mother, which if you're my mom in the summer, you loved giving lists of chores.
She's so traumatized by this.
I know. I talk about it all the time because
a fund where we send you to counseling just for this chores thing.
Because my mom... is a teacher and she's like, summer, summer, summertime.
I think she's right. Because if you don't give them stuff to do, it turns into Lord of the Flies.
I know.
She's not wrong.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
I wanted her to just leave me be. I wanted to go down
sure.
and just go to the crick and maybe watch 14 hours of television and not do literally anything. And she
That's
was
different.
On my ass Krista, the whole summer.
You lived by a crick. That's different. She could let you go and nothing bad would happen. Like, if I let my kids go here, they would have neck tattoos
yeah.
by, like, July.
Right.
Like, it's a very different world. I gotta be hyper vigilant about keeping them on stuff.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan and a list. But I do wanna talk about Delilah.
Well, we're Jen's daughter.
Next
week we're going to vacation Bible school, and I'll tell you 90% of it's just a steal as far as camps go. It's really inexpensive.
God, I think I'd rather go to the lice camp.
Oh my God, no, they love it.
Bible school camp?
Oh, it's
I'm Catholic. That would not be fun.
It's,
oh my God.
Okay, we're not. We're Methodists, so it's very
different.
Yeah, you
guys are fast and loose. You guys sing.
They're not going to crack a Bible the whole time. There might be somebody that's like, reads a little bit of scripture, and then it's like, you know what Jesus would have us do right now is a water balloon fight. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not.
Catholics would be like, what seems fun to you? We'll do the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. It's very different. It's very different. Yeah. They'd put on plays and stuff like that.
I would not put my kids through that unless they were like getting in trouble with the law. Then I would put them in Catholic
that's
camp.
That's Catholic camp. Yeah, that's.
I don't even think there is Catholic camp. They don't even, they're like, I don't want you to call it Catholic camp because there shall not be any fun.
They call it reform school.
Yeah, they're like, this is juvenile detention. That's what we would rather you call it. This is seminary. So I walked into Jen's house, and I really appreciated that Delilah is in summer mode because there was a list of chores that Delilah showed me.
She made these herself. I read her some suggestions, but...
With a double layer of braces that are new.
You guys.
And all I wanted Delilah to do was read this list to me. Because it is, and Jen
is going. So good to see you, Miss Sweeney. Welcome to the summer. So excited about the summer.
So
they're working though, you guys.
With that, she was like, this is my list of chores that I have to do in the summer in order to get screen time or to do anything fun. And I was like, Jen's coming in hot. They've been home 16 minutes. Jen's already got a list for them.
Yep.
And her list is so cute. And she is marking it as she goes. But here's a few things on her list. What is... 5 minutes of Dodi Fordo.
Oh,
what's that?
Duolingo. Yeah.
Oh, to learn a language.
She's learning Japanese and Spanish. This
20 minutes of reading, math sheet, 10 minutes of your choice.
Can I pause?
Act out. What?
I didn't print out the math sheet, and she's furious. She's like, I'm behind on my list.
I mean, you gave her this thing. You said she has to have a chore list, and now she's behind because you don't have it printed out. I'm on her side.
I didn't say math sheet, but okay.
She's like, preparation is key to success. What do you want me to do?
Know.
You want me to create my own math sheet?
Is
that where we're at?
I'm also old. I don't have the energy.
I know.
She's got to understand.
She says 20 catches on the lacrosse net,
mm-hmm.
10 minutes of building Legos, practice singing or piano. Clean up room, do dishes. Dang, girl, she's gonna be busy. Number 10, give dogs water and food. 10 minutes of trampoline, more crafting. I knew that would be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then clean it up. I knew that would be on there. 13, clean up the shared space. And that she has a million hearts, and you're supposed to color in 1/15th of the heart until you've done all 15 of the chore things, and then you have the successful chore chart. I want to revisit this in 1 week.
That is how organized she is. She also has made a birthday countdown calendar that is hanging on our fridge and made a pouch for a pen to go in there. She has already filled an Amazon shopping cart with what she wants for her birthday entertainment. like a oh my God. Sleepover. Like she's coming in very hot for the summer. Hey man, and I'm like, the first I haven't week's even always showered a
strong
yet.
Week. The first week's always a strong week. Second week, things start to slip. That's when Terry comes in hot with her list of no fun.
I saw this. I've got to give this woman credit. I saw this on Instagram, and this is what inspired me. And I shared it with the kids, and they were like, yeah, we can do that. This is a great idea. So this
not
is
what my kids would say.
This is, but I think maybe they would, because it's nice to like know what your day is going to look like.
Give my kids too much credit. I can tell you what they want their day to look like, and it is not a list of stuff to do.
So this is Chrissy J. Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And it's got 47,000 likes.
Okay.
The summer rules in the Payne house. It says, have you, here's a checklist, made your bed, brushed your teeth, washed your face. That's huge for us.
Absolutely not.
Brushed your hair.
No.
Gotten dressed, had breakfast. Okay, that's the bare minimum. That's pretty great. And most of that doesn't happen until like 1 o'clock.
I was going to say, that's you're struggling the whole day for those things.
Plus 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of writing or coloring, clean up one room, exercised, played outside for 20 minutes, made, built something creative, helped someone in the family, then you can use electronics.
I'm sorry. I'm having flashbacks. I'm a like 9-year-old and I'm like, this sounds terrible. This is not a fun summer. This is not the summer I had fun. This is labor intensive. I'd rather be back in school. This is some bullshit. I don't want to do that.
This is
attainable. She did this on her own.
She did it right away in the first hour.
Yeah.
And
it made her feel successful. It's all the things that we know that we should be doing. I'm just saying.
She also made a list for her brother, which I was like, I did not sign up.
Page number 2, page number 3.
I tell you, I woke up to screaming. I was like, what's going on? Delilah made me a list. It's all stupid stuff. I'm like, well, it's not stupid. You're going to do some of it. But also it's like Duolingo is her thing. Like, I'm not going to make him do that. Like,
I feel like my kids are big enough that they can do actual stuff. So like I'm giving them like real chores.
Like, you know, what?
Like building a retaining wall. Just kidding. I'm not.
They took engineering camp last summer. They should be able to
figure out a retaining wall. Finn is 13 and Eleanor is 11. I think that all of a sudden it occurred to me that they can do more than I think they can do.
Oh, sure.
And like, I'm not having them juggle knives, but they can figure out how to load a dishwasher. As long as I'm not too particular, which you can't be, because you would think that they were just shoving it in from the, like they're throwing it in like disc golf, you know, like just shoving it in there. But like, I was like, why am I cleaning this kitchen? This is a very basic procedure. Finn knows how to play Fortnite. Eleanor can like build robotics. Like I am not, I'm done. So I go, hey, you guys, you can clean the kitchen. And they were like, wait, by ourselves? And I'm like, yeah, dude, together, listen to music, do your best. You know, like wipe stuff down. I don't want it to be sticky. Put stuff in this dishwasher. You're not even washing the dishes. Like you can do this. You can do it.
Oh my God. It was in the last like few days, it has been so impactful for my kids where I've said before, I do these piles every night. I'm like, here's daddy stuff.
Yeah.
Take it to your office, daddy. Here's Dashiell's stuff. Here's your 14 pairs of shoes, Delilah. I don't know why we wear this many pairs of shoes in a day. And then it's all of her lip gloss and her hairbrush and all the stuff and like all the books. And it's like these piles that I do for everybody. And so on her list, she's supposed to like clean up a shared space. She's like, I brought my stuff out of the kitchen. I go, oh, that's not cleaning up a shared space.
Right.
That's getting your shit out of my kitchen.
Yeah.
That's a very different deal.
You're starting behind.
Yes.
Like, you're not even at the part where it counts yet.
We're at ground zero now. That's right where we're at.
We're all below ground zero. Yeah. Where my kids are doing chores and they're like, is this enough? And I'm like, we haven't even broke ground, y'all. We are not even close.
And you know what I really want my kids to do is go to somebody who has a messy house. Remember when you were growing up and there was always
the most fun.
No, but you're also like, this is fun, but I don't want to live this way.
Right.
You know, where you're like, as somebody who had a lot of kids or something like that, and their parents worked, they would have a messy house.
Yes.
And you were like, yeah, this isn't
how my mom does it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Eleanor came over when we were podcasting one time and cleaned Delilah's room. And it was done so well
better
that I was like, hold on a second. this is so organized. And you did this while we were podcasting. I have never seen you apply this kind of determination to your own space. Can we do that? Can we? She like was like, yeah, Delilah's room was really unorganized. So I went in there and I was like, who are you?
Thank
like,
God. Maybe
can Delilah come over and clean Eleanor's room then?
You know what? That's what we should do with some version of trading spaces for kids over the summer. God. Where it's like you send kids over to clean up another kid's room. And yeah. Then they finally care about the toys too. I bet you do that. You're like, come on, let's send these three kids and their moms over
to this house.
They'll
clean it like it's never been
cleaned. They'll play for hours. Moms can have cocktails, bridge. Yeah.
Finn has to do community service hours. And
wait, you got to say why though. It's
because it's part of the Catholic way. It's for the school, right? We're not there yet, y'all. We're not there yet.
He didn't get caught doing vandalism.
I got to brag. Finn was straight A, worked really hard. And on top of it, you have to do community hours. So Finn volunteered to work at the East Valley Little League fields.
Perfect
and
for him.
Work in the concession stand, which is like basically emptying garbage, whatever. At one point, I think they had him on the grill.
Okay.
And I was like, if that guy is being trusted to flip burgers, that guy can load a dishwasher. Like if we can, he's like taking out big things like dishes and trash, and he's like helping everybody. I'm like, there's video proof that he can do this. So I'm like, yo, bro, like you're going to start doing this stuff for me. Like, I feel like I pay you better.
I do feel like there are times where I'm overly cautious, and I don't think anyone would argue that. I definitely am. But I, like, the reason why is because I remember, like, boiling hot dogs when I was like 5 or 6. Like, I remember being very young and using
the 80s, and no one. No, we got hurt a lot.
We did get hurt a lot. And I have a lot of leeway for like injuries, like where I'm like, you know, when we had like Dash's friends that were all graduating from 5th grade over and somebody gets hurt, I'm like, not bad. Rub some dirt in it. You're fine, you know? And it does bug me when I see other parents. I'm like, that's a paper cut. Like it does, like make them go play. Like it does bug me when it's just a little thing. Because in my head, if it's not like a sprain, a break, needs stitches, like, then like, play. Let's put a Band-Aid on it and go.
Or if you're from the 80s, they were like, we're not wasting a Band-Aid on that. Like,
it might be broken for days before anybody really. We're like,
that's,
you know,
a femur break.
She seems to be developing a limp.
Yeah.
So we should take her in.
Even still, they're like, it'll give her character. It's fine.
Well, where I grew up too, it was that you went to the military ER office or
the military hospital.
The ER, yeah. So you could honestly be sitting there for 8 hours. So you're like, how broken is it? Is that something we could say? Could we take her to a vet?
Yeah. What's going to be the lower copay of this?
Yeah.
But here's one thing that I just heard, and I think it's really interesting, and it kind of shifted my focus, is that there is this, you know, because we're in reaction to being raised at a time where parents were very hands-off, I think there is an overcorrection to where now we aren't giving kids any independence.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that we're not giving them any independence into the real world, but we're giving them screens, which they can absolutely maneuver into the internet.
Yeah, probably more dangerous,
right?
Which
is so much more dangerous. Ooh. The ability to access the most dangerous thing is on the thing they're playing on the most, which anything you do a lot of, you get good at. So they are good at being on a screen. They are good at being on the internet. They are good at being on the internet when you don't know they're on the internet.
I know.
So to me, it's like this guy made a very good point. He goes, you're worried about letting them walk 2 blocks down to the corner store or be on their bike in the neighborhood, but you're not afraid to give them this thing that if they put in the wrong word in a search engine, they will see shit that they can't take back, or strangers can find them, or they can participate in like an online chat that you don't know about. And that like changed my mind. I was like, I need to let Finn and Eleanor out into the world more in my own comfort
safety,
zone.
Yeah.
But there has to be that little bit of like discomfort for me too. Like I'm never going to be like, hey, you guys go bike, you know, through Ventura Boulevard, which is a 4-lane super street, and go hang out by the bridge. Like I'm not going to do that, but I'm sort of, you know, tussling with my own parenting. If I'm like, I'm letting them on screens, but I'm not letting them like get on a bike and ride to a friend's house. Like There's got to be a little bit more independence, because I also believe, like, we have friends down half a block and my kids will FaceTime with them and play like a game. And I go, walk.
Half
of the block to be in person. And it never occurs to them. And I will literally on FaceTime while the other kids can hear it. I'm like, Jackson, Josie, walk down here. Ask your parents if it's okay. Come down to our house. Yeah. Or like, I'm sending the kids your way. And they always have more fun. It's just something I think we have to start thinking about.
So we're on like phase two of that, which is my big concerns, honestly, with screens in general, which it's different now than it was, which is that they would spend too much time and it does wreck their it wrecks their attention span. You can see an immediate difference when a kid's on like watching quick like YouTube videos and stuff like that. Like, and it honestly takes like a half an hour for them to like detox from being on the screen.
I agree.
I see it 1000%. Then the other thing I'm worried about is these chats in these groups where you can just get bullied online, because then there's like no safe space. The other stuff, and I don't want to be overly confident because we can fuck this up tomorrow, tonight, if we're like, I say, if you don't know, if you haven't met a child in person, you're not allowed to talk to them because you don't know if it's a child. You are not allowed to give your location to anybody. You are not allowed, basically, you're not allowed to meet new people. And if it's like, you know, Riley's cousin's going to come on and play, I'm going to find out that that's really Riley's cousin and be like, tell me they're not 18. And if they start swearing, they're, you know what I mean? Like, I try to monitor that part of it.
I just don't think that's the thing, though. And not to say that you're doing anything wrong. I'm including myself in this conversation, but I think we're all kind of fools to believe that we can monitor it.
Sure.
On any level that is actually outrunning it, because it's so ahead of us. And the kids, by the way, I don't know how to run my phone. And we live on our phones for content and for, you know, social media and all that. And I had Eleanor like put in a contact and she doesn't have a phone. And within 4 seconds, she just knew how to maneuver through the phone and put it in. I was like, if you've got these instincts with this young brain to do that, you're already 10 steps ahead of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My solution to that is to take that thing away and make them go outside into the world. Because to me, like, they need to know that, like, you know, if someone makes them feel uncomfortable while they're out in the world, like, avoid that person, cross the street.
Yeah.
You're learning a little bit about the world.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, do the same online. But it's a it's a universe I don't understand online, but then there's a world that I kind of understand as a human. So I'm trying to put them into the real world more and on screens less. And it's so hard. And I the other day I gave Eleanor my phone so she could take it to school to take pictures with her friends
for
the last day of school, which was really fun. So I didn't have a phone from like 8 till 3, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it for a second. I was like, I knew that we had done all the work that we needed to do, so I wasn't pulled. But the number of times that I check my email is unnecessary. The number of times I get online is unnecessary. And it really made me start going like, maybe I go get flip phones for everybody. I saw a girl with a flip phone. I pray.
That's like a new graduation gift thing.
It's a younger generation. Yeah. They're like getting flip phones. I saw this very cool girly girl and she was all decked out in the coolest clothes and she had a freaking flip phone. And I was like, let this be real.
But I think you and I have gotten good about turning our ringers off or like turning off notifications.
I had to get better at it. Yeah.
And like, we'll call each other if it's like, I need to talk to you now. And then instead of me texting you like 8 times during the day, I can call you and just like, we can cover, or you can call me and we'll like discuss all the stuff at once, which is better anyways too.
Yeah. I think that, especially with the youngins, like text you can really read into a text. I hate text chains. They make me nervous. Just like I hate sleepovers. I mean, if we're talking about the two worlds sort of merging as one, like, I'm not a huge fan of sleepovers and I'm not a huge fan of group text messages.
Oh my God.
They're like, they're both kind of garbage and I'm monitoring them at different times.
Can we,
you know?
I don't want to, like, this is, so Delilah's going to do a Taylor Swift Eras birthday party. So she's going to be 9. She's inviting 8 girls. So there will be 9 Eras represented at the party. And she's got a lot of planning. Yeah. So it's, but all
that gives her a lot to do. It's fun.
They have so much, like, we're doing the activities. We're going to obviously make bracelets. We've got and I'm also, can I say, very grateful to these parents that they trust their kids to let them come over to our house to stay. Yeah. And like, I'm sending them as we're texting. They're young. And I know that it's like a different, when I was like six, my parents would be like, go stay at somebody's house. We don't know them. We don't need to know them. Like, they'd drop you off at the curb and you'd go in there.
You're like,
it could be a house party.
What's their last name again? And you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. None of that. But like, It's a different day and age. My daughter hasn't done a lot of sleepovers, very little.
She's little. Eleanor just started, and I still am like, it's a shit show the next day. Nobody sleeps.
I know.
Like, I'm like, Eleanor, you know the deal. You have to nap the next day. She's like, that doesn't sound terrible.
Delilah's been great because a lot of her friends do sleepovers, just like, you know, one-on-one or whatever, because they're families that have known each other for a long time. And she hasn't really done that. So she's been begging for a sleepover party. And
that's
I'm like,
a big one.
We're going to do it this summer.
No one's going to bed ever.
No, they're not. And I don't know all of the parents, but they know me because they're all in our class and I do the room parent, you know? So
they're going to be stoked. It's going to be so fun.
I'm so grateful that they're trusting us to have their kids over. And I send the list of like, here's who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And like, just so you know, so you're comfortable with all of it. I'm going to send them a schedule of what they're going to be doing. So
don't overdo it. They're going to be like, hey, good. I get a night out without a babysitter. They should pay you.
I forgot what I was saying.
Well, you were talking about sleepovers and like doing it safely.
So I've been very scared of it. So I understand other parents being like apprehensive about it or whatever, just because it's like, I'm a control the controllables person.
Yeah.
That's what like gives me comfort in life. Like if there's a part of it I can control, I want to.
Yeah.
Like, and
that should be a shirt.
If there's a part that I know is not mine to control, I think I'm good at letting it go.
You're not a control freak. You just want to make sure everything's safe. You're just thinking about everything.
If I can dot my I's and cross my T's, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But if I can't, then I'm like, do I even want to do it? So that's where I'm at. But I read this thing that was in the news just the other day about a fucking dad, you guys.
Who sedated?
Because he wanted them to go to bed at 11. He sedated his daughter's sleepover party.
What did he give him? I mean, like, he got 2 years. I'm like, was it a pharmaceutical or did you give him a little ZQL? On some level.
ZQL's different than, like, propofol, but it's
also,
still, you don't put anything in a kid's.
Did you give him
system
the sleep gummies? Because we've all done that. We've all been like, here's some melatonin.
I think it was something bigger.
I think it was a pharmy.
One of them had to go to a doctor.
It's
That's
not,
how they
no, they're not
it
going
out.
To. It's not funny, but on some level, if that is not dad math, you know, they're not going to bed.
I don't trust the guys.
I got a couple blow darts back here really, they're going to all sleep really well. But then, like, the consequence
it's
of that.
It's from a comedy movie.
It's the dumbest thing.
It's insane that you would think, literally, I know who's coming to this sleepover party. We can't have nuts. We can't have shellfish. Two of the girls are allergic to dogs, so I'm going to have to put the dogs up and, like, totally sweep, dust, do all the stuff. To give them a drug? Are you kidding me? That in somebody's head, that was, like. But that's the worst case scenario. That's like not even, it's like, you're like almost serial killer if you're doing that. Look at how good of an idea she thinks it is, you guys.
I'm just like that guy didn't even try. It's 11. Like I hired our friend who's 15. She's a girl. And I was like, Sophia, I am paying you a lot of money because I know these four girls are going to be up at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I don't want it to be me.
Holy cow, that's a good idea.
You're gonna
I should
sleep
do that
on
too.
A couch.
I got a 14-year-old up the street that knows them all.
I'm like, I just need some help. Like if one of them gets up in the night, that you'll come get me. Like you're getting paid because you can stay up late and I'm going to bed. And that's exactly what they did. Because like you walk by and their eyes, they act like they're asleep and they're like this. And I'm like, they're not sleeping. They're waiting for me to walk through the room.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm checking on them and they're all, you know.
Well, thank God it's California and we don't have a basement. They're all going to be in my living room.
Yes. There's no, listen, I don't know if you remember sleepovers when I was in seventh grade or like, not when I was so young, but I did sleepovers with like one friend from the time I was like six.
Yeah.
But when I got to go to like actual sleepovers, I remember being like, we haven't slept yet and it's daytime.
Yeah.
And then my mom picked me up and she looked at me like I was hammered. She was like, oh, like she could see it on my face. And then we got home and she was like, I don't want to hear one thing. Go upstairs and get in bed. And I was like, I'm fine. And then I slept for like 6 hours. It is crazy how late you stay up at those things.
I know. It's pure adrenaline. You're just running on it.
It's just like, oh my God, we got into so much trouble. But that was middle school sleepovers. Like that's when we would try to invite the darkness of the devil into the party.
Let's have a seance.
Let's call in the dark spirits.
Got such a bad idea on
many levels. We would call people. We'd call people on the phone.
Oh, pranks. Prank
calls. Is your refrigerator running? You should catch it.
Yeah. What do they do in the place of prank calls now? Oh, probably bully people. I don't know. What do they do?
I don't know, man. Snap people. I don't know, man. It's probably way too much. It's a world like that I don't know. Internet roulette where you just like hit the key that moves the thing and then all of a sudden there's a guy showing his wiener. That's what roulette internet things are.
Oh God, that actually happened to it.
I did it and it was super funny.
What did you
I didn't do,
do
it.
You
I didn't
showed it. Your wiener?
No. What? Okay. By the way, this was in my 30s and I thought it was hilarious. There was this thing where you got on the internet and it was called like internet roulette or something.
Oh,
and it
yeah,
was like
yeah,
a,
yeah.
like the first time like a Skype window and you would hit like the arrow and it would, and then it would show somebody. And so I didn't want that. I had heard about it and I was like, Laura Davison. I was like, okay, I want to see what comes up because I'm so curious. So we wore football helmets so that no one could recognize us. And then we hit the button and it was like, we were in our 30s. And then we hit, and of course, like first shot is some guy holding his wiener.
Kristen, why did you have football helmets in your 30s?
That is a really good
question.
Did I dress as a football player for something? Jen, I don't know. I don't know. Why did I have a football helmet?
I don't understand this. This woman has to message me and be like, do you have a frying pan I can borrow? But I have two conveniently placed football helmets in my, oh my God.
I'm like, do you need elf ears? I have 18 in my purse. do you need anything for cosplay? So much of it.
No, that.
Do you have a spatula? She's like, you don't have any serving platters. I'm like, no, but I do have this intricate Dungeons and Dragons how-to book that really
dives
into
it. You don't have a 24-sided die, Jen. I do, so.
I know. But that's the thing I think is happening at sleepovers is the behavior that I...
So my daughter's got this all dialed in. Besides her list, her daily to-do list, she made a list of what... Okay, you guys, I'm not an asshole, and I want you to know, well, in some ways.
I don't like how
both Trey and Kristen diverted their eyes when I said that, okay? Let's just get that on the table right now.
I don't think you're an asshole.
But I did say, I sent the invitation and I said, Delilah would love to have your child at the party. She's doing a Taylor Swift Eras theme. If she could dress in Evermore or whatever, she would love it. And then I follow it up with a text that says, don't stress about it. It's just a photo op. She wants it to be kind of a costume party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she can do that fun like Taylor Swift picture, whatever.
Yeah.
It's no stress. I don't want somebody going on the internet going, my kid got invited to a party.
And that mom
they're demanding that we order an Amazon
you mean
costume.
You don't want her to do what we do?
Kidding. Fuck yeah, I don't. Turnabout is not fair play.
Turnabout is not fair play, man.
I don't want that. I want it to be easy.
No, it's going to be fun. And God, all the girls are going to be like, which Evermore? Like what outfit do I wear? Like
also,
the long braid and the flannel coat?
Don't think besides extra frying pans lying around, I don't have extra Taylor Swift costumes lying around.
I'll
just
bring
in
my
case
football
anybody
helmets.
Needs.
Those apply
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you. They do. Oh God, we are going to do one like, okay. So we're going to do the tent thing.
Yeah, great.
Let me go back to Delilah's list. So she has a list of what everybody's album is.
Yes.
She has a list of what colors she recommends for each
right.
album. So it totally separate. Then she has a list of activities. And then she has a list, like a wish list that I did not send to people. But if like grandparents or the Funkles or somebody asks what she wants,
Smart.
It is a wish list and it's all Taylor Swift themed. Present.
Awesome.
And one of the things that she wants is Taylor Swift's phone number, which I get.
I mean, she doesn't get that. We get it
no,
first.
Because I know what we would do. You and I would compose one message that One
we
that
would
said,
take 8 hours. We would take 8 hours. We put it on the TV. We would try to figure out what would be the best wording.
Important you are to us.
Yeah.
And then what we think of Travis and them together.
On our very first text message, that would be what we
I'm
we
just
come
saying,
in hot.
If we
that,
only get one before we get blocked, I think we got it. Look, her legs are shaking. She wants more. She wants more. I'm not going to do a barrage of
here's
texts,
what I
Kristen.
Think.
I'm not going to send 8 texts at one time.
No,
I'm not
here's what I
do. One,
you
very,
know how I operate. Here's what I think happens: we get her phone number, we work it out for 8 hours over cocktails. Yeah. What we're going to say, the yeah. most perfect text. We put it up on a TV screen. We think it out. We're okay. being strategic. At this point, we are very intoxicated. We send that text, and then we just free ball it until she blocks us, and we just yeah. send her a barrage of all of the things we've ever thought. And then she puts us on a list.
Watch list.
On a watch
yeah,
list.
Security.
But I
watch
think
list.
We send that one with such care. And then the next are just like
Free form. Yeah.
Get it out there, throw it against the wall, see what sticks, see if we can get arrested kind of information. Also just all of our personal information.
Yeah.
Phone numbers, emails, addresses, in case she wants to like yes and the conversation.
Anything. You don't know. She's
you don't know.
She's not on Cameo, you know, because I think that would be a real full-time job for her.
Can you imagine how much money she would make on Cameo? She wouldn't do it. So gross. We would do it, but we do it.
Yeah. No, Cameo is not the dirty one. That's OnlyFans is the dirty one. Cameo is the one that we
do. No, I know, but I'm saying she would feel so disgusting if she asked a person to spend another dime, because I do think she like knows that like people are spending thousands on tickets, and that's a lot for parents. Also, can you imagine being the person that inspires 9-year-old birthday parties?
Can you?
Can that be the greatest thing you know? That's what we should do, is send her pictures of the birthday party. If we want to be smart, we start with the cute and innocent, then we go full tilt weird.
Can I tell you, if I wanted to go full asshole, what I would do, because I love this so much. As we're planning the party and I'm like looking up Taylor Swift stuff, this article comes up about, you know, she did all these shows in Scotland and Edinburgh.
Oh, my God.
220,000 people a show in a football
stadium. And it was
a little bit
in the daytime.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. There was more daylight than normal. So she got to see everybody. And so there's all this footage of her, like, getting to see, like, the crowd and the proposals and the...
My God. And, okay, so she does this every show, every city... She doesn't publicize it. People find out about it, and that's where you hear about it. But she donates so much money to like all of the food banks. So it came out about Scotland, Edinburgh. The people who work at the food bank said, this is going to impact what we do for years to come.
Yeah, they say like 10, 15, 20 years is how much she's donated.
She's donated so much money.
She's Jesus.
So I mean, honestly, I was like, maybe a fun thing to do would be for the party, like her party to like give a donation just like she does, you know?
You're
like,
a really good person. I slap down pizza and chips.
No, I'm slapping down pizza for sure. And then there, I think the take home thing, because I found this like, got fancy tents. We're going to do the super cheap, like Temu, probably flammable tents that are like, you get like 9 of them for $60 or whatever. And that's going to be their take home gift is that. Yeah. And that like,
it's going to be so fun. It gives you something to plan. It's a really fun theme. The girls are going to have a blast. They get to spend the night. They get to celebrate Taylor.
Yeah.
It's like, you're doing enough. Like, yeah. If you need me to come and like, really, you want me to come and talk to them about the importance of a strong credit score? Or go over some of the mishaps that can happen in
dating?
Honestly,
this group of girls, I think, would be really into it. Some of them are not Taylor Swift fans, and their moms are texting me going, what does this mean? What does 1989 mean?
My daughter
I don't understand.
A huge Taylor Swift fan. She likes Taylor Swift. She just doesn't love her enough for me to like pull the trigger on a ticket. I was like, come on, I'm going to make a real dumb move.
Chris and I talked about going. We're like, are we going to go to Belgium to watch Taylor Swift or whatever?
Yeah, with our new friend that we met in the lobby of a hotel who told us that the international trips are better.
My daughter is such a fan that if I did not take her,
she would kill you.
It would come up in counseling. I guarantee
that's a bad move. Come on now.
No, it would be
that's
such
a bad move.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. She, which I know how my husband feels because... She's like, hey, guess what? And I think she's going to tell me about her day. And she's like, so if you take all the letters of Taylor Swift's name, which is six,
and that fan.
That's all she's thinking about. And I do this to my husband where I'm like, so I saw this picture of Travis.
My God, Jen's obsessed.
I really am.
You should be, because she's like glittery like you. I think we should do a hot flash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Glenn Powell, he's kind of a new hot ticket right now. He was in Maverick. He was kind of like the new Iceman.
He's got
golden boy. He's got like sandy blonde hair and blue eyes, and he's very handsome. And the thing I like about this guy is he is kind of the hot leading man right now. He's doing a movie that's kind of, it's okay. It's on Netflix called Hitman. And then he did.
Oh my God, Kristen. I didn't know who that was, but I literally am going to watch that show because Britt started watching like 30 seconds of it. And I was like, hello, who is this gentleman?
I knew you would think he's hot.
The whole reason I'm going to watch it, man. He is like,
he's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
But there's so much to him that I really, really like that goes beyond just how hot he is. First of all,
I just know what his name looks like.
His name is Glenn. Like, those are good parents. They're like, our kid is going to be 38 and his name is Glenn. And God bless him. And he's really tight with his parents. He's tight with his family. And he talks about like being in Hollywood for like a strong decade and like being really close and sort of auditioning but never really getting anywhere. And his friends would go out to clubs or go out to places. And he was the guy that would stay home. And he's like, I got to finish the screenplay. Cause he was like, I knew as I was writing it, this thing was not going to see the light of day, but it made me feel like I was doing something rather than just sort of like flailing, which I am very in tune to that. Like, you know, having
something in the positive direction.
It just feels like you're like pushing the pedal towards artistry, which I feel like, don't get me started. I do feel like in entertainment right now, we're seeing this shift where everybody thinks sort of like doing a funny video on TikTok is the same thing as doing a movie or a TV series. And they're just not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's a different thing. And, I really love his interviews because he's very congenial and he's very like excitable but he's darling and he's so cute. He wants to push himself as an actor, but I just think he's so likable as a guy that you're like, oh my God, he is so crush worthy. It's impossible.
Yeah. It's Hitman on Netflix, right?
And then he's got, he did Anything But You, it was all right. It was with Sydney Sweeney. But then he like does a full like pivot and is like this like icy jerk where I was like, what's up? In a uniform Glenn like Powell Maverick. Now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And like, you know, of course I'm going to like the like smug version.
Yeah.
And then he wears jorts in Hitman. And I'm like, that alone is a real risk for your career, and I'm so into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. We'll talk more about that. That's a really good hot flash. It's so funny because as you were saying that, I'm like, oh, I should have brought that Hitman guy.
Yeah,
and then
he's
she
so
read
cute.
My mind.
Also, his mom and dad. It's so funny. They have a Netflix. What do you call it? The big thing, billboard, and it says like Glenn Powell is, and it's his mom and dad underneath it with a sign that says our son, and it's like. That stuff I'm into.
All right. Kristen keeps posting these rugby videos.
I do not, Jendas.
And saying that it's me posting them. But I tagged you in this one, and I can't believe you didn't see it. Okay.
Oh, my God, yes. They have a lot of pads on. Rugby guys do this with nothing on.
Hockey players.
If I were just saying.
Humping the ice. It's really fun to watch.
They really do open their hip flexors on the ice and you can't not think. I mean,
opened our hip flexors on the ice at some point in our life?
If you look at those guys doing that exercise and you don't think about sex, you need to get need to get back on the pony.
You need a defibrillator as a vibrator, you, man. You got to wake that shit up. You need to
use the Theragun. Like, it is, it's critical mass at this point. Right. You got to, like, wake her up, because that is, I see that and I'm like, whoa, look at that. My heart beats in my pants.
I mean,
who's ready?
Who's filthy?
Maybe. They are.
They are.
But rugby players is a thing I'm learning because of all of your endless posting.
Thank you. Are you on board now? You get it?
Christmas. Their muscles are endless.
Oh, my God.
And they lift each other up. What is that?
Scrum. You get the ball.
Yeah, I didn't know, man. I'm like, what do I want to be in that game as the ball?
Yep. Kristen's like trying to join a pickup league.
Yeah. Hey, and girl rugby players confuse me. I'm like, they have muscles. So many muscles.
Here's a mom box.
Okay.
Okay, this is too old. And tell me if I've already read this
one. I love how
one.
We read mom boxes from like 2007.
Oh, God, we're just catching up. Now you see how behind we are.
Yeah.
But did I read this one? Hello, my BFFs. I know you don't know me, and that's my parents' fault. You see, I was born too early. I'm much older than you PYTs. Pretty young
PYT,
thing.
Pretty young thing. Now that's one I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Had I been born later, I just know that we would have been besties, probably.
Oh.
I truly wish I would have had you amazing women around when I was momming so hard. Now I'm a grandma and have told my daughters to tune in because you're the funniest and most honest ladies I've ever listened to. I wanted to take my oldest daughter, a new mommy, to one of your California shows, but the timing wasn't right. Someday. Anywho, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and appreciate everything you do. You probably know this. But we don't know this. You're a bright spot in so many lives. A weekly comedy break while in the trenches of motherhood is priceless. You give the gift of laughter and understanding that is so very needed in our world today. Sending you both love and appreciation. XOXO, Missy.
That's nice.
Missy, okay, if there is a show near you and your daughters,
you message
even if
us.
You had a road trip. Tickets are on us. That's nice. We love to get those messages, and it doesn't feel a braggy way. I want you to know it. Our asses get kicked, and then we read those, and we're like, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like to show a screenshot of it and be like, I don't know about you, but I get messages like this in the day. This doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
I show my kids, and I'm like, they like
how
me.
How bad do I suck?
Yeah. Here's your list of chores.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go read notes from people that like me.
Listen, child, here's a fellow taxpayer who appreciates
Thank
me.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to go hang with them while you try to do a shitty job cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah.
Peace out. I think we podcasted.
Damn it.
And I was like, it's like a free trip. It's not. But shit.
Wait, what was that?
That your phone fell down right there.
Sorry, Trey.
Wee.
Sound issue.